It was mainly his speech was slow to begin with. He'd forget his short-term memory. Like, I could ask him to do something, and then I'd say, oh, did you do that? Oh, no, I forgot. You not asked me. And then he'd, like, get into a routine where if he was going, if he wanted to go to the shop, he would have to go to the shop. There's no, oh, come on, we'll do it in a bit, or he sort of just knew what he was doing, and that was it.
Now, you've got children.
Yeah, we've got three.
Three children. How did they start to cope? Because I'm guessing they're quite young.
Yeah, the older two, who have just turned 16 and 13. The oldest one, she was a bit, because she's the only girl, she's daddy's girl, so she has rebelled quite a bit. And the middle one, he's just angry at the whole world, really, because he's gone from a good relationship with his dad to nothing. But then the little one, he was only 4 months old when his dad started getting ill. So he doesn't know any better.
So you had, Pauline, a four-month-old baby, two older children and a husband you needed to care for.
Yeah.
How did you cope? Did you cope?
I think you just shut it off to... And then when you're on your own, that's when, you know, I'd wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning crying. I don't know why, but I was.
Well, I think most people actually
do know why,
think, yeah.
But to wake myself up from sleeping through crying.
Because I was going to ask you, you know, a man in his 40s, it is thankfully very unusual for everyone else in society, but for you,
yeah,
incredibly difficult. Was it hard to get him diagnosed in the first place?
It did take 12 months to get diagnosis. It's just that they don't look for dementia in somebody of his age. So we were going from neurologist to this department, to that department, just to see. And we only got a diagnosis because we found out that his father, that he'd had no contact with from being a small child, had actually had the illness himself. Mm. And that's when they started doing the testing for the dementia.
And are you okay?
Yeah.
You're coping?
You have to, don't you?